The Health Minister's Office has released a document saying government modelling of the new Medicare cap predicted the average fee of private obstetric care would rise by $550 unless doctors lowered their fees. But Dr. Andrew Pescher, the president of the National Association of Specialist Obstetricians and Gynecologists, says it's unlikely doctors can cut fees.
Well, I don't think it's likely at all. And I'm afraid, you know, the government didn't discuss the fee structure with the obstetricians to see why it was what they were charging what they were.
He says obstetricians won't be able to get the same amount of money back from the medical benefit schedule rebate as they did before.
And so even the bottom 25% charging obstetricians patients will be worse off under the new system.
He says this price rise, along with the wind back of the private health insurance rebate, will force more women back to the already crowded public health system.
And we're finding already that the public health system can barely cope. I mean, my public hospital has to basically turn back women who are trying to book in, and they have to find another public hospital system in a different area. And I think that's going to happen increasingly.
IVF costs could also see an increase of up to $2,000 per treatment, meaning it would take some longer to conceive and cause others to miss out on a baby altogether. Brisbane IVF specialist Sonia Gessip says the costs will have to be passed on to patients.
For a certain sector of the population, I mean, there is no public IVF in Queensland, so people are going to have to try and come up with the money. And if you've got a low income, that's going to be incredibly difficult for patients.
It's thought the higher costs will put more pressure on doctors to inject multiple embryos per cycle in an attempt for a higher chance of conception. But Ms. Gessip says this would only apply to women who are over 37, because younger women are only allowed to freeze one embryo per treatment.
I think the patients that it will make a difference for is those that are perhaps 40. And in my practice at the moment, a lot of 40-year-old patients will still choose to have single embryos replaced.
But she believes money could now be a factor.
However, if you are only going to be able to afford one IVF cycle, then the temptation for patients in that situation may be to put two embryos back instead of one.
Kenneth Snell is a specialist in fertility through alternative medicine. He says the price rise will bring greater awareness of other options.
People are going to search out for acupuncture or Chinese medicine or other therapies in where they normally wouldn't have gone for those kinds of therapies.
He hopes it'll encourage more women to trust nature.
So increasing the cost for a lot of people, they're going to see this as a downside. But if they fall pregnant naturally on acupuncture or Chinese medicine, I think they'll think it in the end.